Now I'm starting to record. Well, welcome to Crackers and Milk. We are doing... Okay, we should call this... We should have a name. I just put DJ and R on the podcast, right? I don't know what to call this.
The Geek Trio? I don't know.
I'm fine with that. The
Geek Trio. Guys with movie stuff.
Ooh, movie stuff or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys with useless facts stuck in our brain.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the best one.
That sounds so
I can roll with that.
And I also hashtag three buddies.
Okay.
Hashtag like three buddies. when I promote, it's like hashtag three buddies. Hashtag, like that sort of thing. Like I don't know. I think we should also think about Twitter. I actually do it on Instagram. Yeah, and then also
I should
Facebook
probably get
too.
On Instagram.
Yeah, then. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. You don't need to if you don't want to. That's the way I promote.
I like Instagram a little better than Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Facebook's all right though.
See, like all the stuff that comes on Crackers and Milk, I post on Instagram, and it just goes over to Crackers and Milk.
Over to Facebook.
Yeah, over to Facebook.
Yeah,
over to Facebook. Mm-hmm. The Facebook page. Yeah. So yeah, so
yeah, groovy.
We'll talk about what to name this thing. We don't know yet.
Two beards and a weird.
I don't know how much longer this is going to happen.
Yeah, I just was wondering where yours is.
I buzz it. Huh? So it's buzzed. It's buzzed.
Yeah, see, I'm contemplating the yeard.
The yeard? What is the yeard?
Think about it.
No, I can't think of
it. A year of a beard.
Oh, my God.
Just let it grow.
Really?
But it's probably not going
to
happen.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to become a hipster.
Really?
I'm going to man bun and all. My wife's upset about it.
You're going to man bun it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Is
it going to be for Halloween?
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
Are you serious?
Probably
not.
Joking? Probably not.
Yeah.
Outwardly, I am serious. Inwardly,
yeah. That's the same with me. Outwardly, I want to do the yeard.
Yeah.
My wife hates it.
Yeah.
Like with the passion of a thousand suns.
I don't like man buns.
Oh, man buns.
I don't. Mm. But
did you ever watch like YouTubes where they cut them off?
Oh yeah.
Those are so funny.
They're funny, but isn't that like. Assault?
Yeah. It is, right? Wouldn't that be assault?
That would be assault, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know how real those are.
Oh,
but
man.
But they're pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm happy that I never did it. I did a ponytail, but I never did a bun.
Right.
I always did a ponytail.
Did you ever see him with his long hair?
I've seen pictures.
No. I only have three pictures of that.
But I don't recall. I don't care. Person to person,
no
long hair, Dave.
No, that was bad, Dave.
We were
bad
meeting
Dave.
At a restaurant with a couple other buddies of ours.
Yeah, that's the one. That one
and
another one.
I was like, who is Adam and Drew? Why are they talking to that ugly woman? Yep. She's a big girl too. Oh my gosh, that's Dave. That's Dave.
No. That was bad Dave. So I do not mind people it was bad Dave. It was bad Dave.
Phase.
Very bad phase. Very bad phase. That was the longest I'll ever do, and then
quarter life crisis.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was 27. 28, 29.
That's still quarter life.
Yeah. Yeah. It was terrible. Terrible. But I will say the best thing is I had this like nice curl right on right here when I took a shower. Oh, it was awesome. But that was it. That's the best thing about it. Nothing else was good.
Man.
I don't get how girls do the
I did the long hair once.
Oh, you did?
And I think it got down my shoulders.
Yeah.
And it was nice when I put my head on my pillow, mm-hmm. like an extra pillow, but yeah. It was irritating.
I had long hair once, but I decided I probably should keep it a little more trim because when the kid at Golden Corral asked me where Scooby-Doo was,
so I remember that.
I thought, well, okay, maybe I need to re-examine what I look like.
He asked.
Awesome.
He asked his dad. Did you put him up to it? And he's like, nope, I did not put him up to it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Through the rest of the dinner, the kid kept looking over at me, and I'd look over, and the dad was just beet red and his face just so embarrassed. I told the kid, well, keep your eye open. They don't let in dogs here, so we dressed him up as an old woman, and he's walking around.
Raggy? Rest the gravy?
Raggy? <Raggy. laughs> Scoop!
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, just out of the blue, getting my ice cream. Where's Scooby-Doo?
I love the honesty of children.
Yes.
Oh, it was awesome.
So, folks, that's what I look like. I look like Shaggy.
Yes, he does. He does. So, today's episode. This is so fun.
This long, colluded path that we just went on.
Yes, we are.
Is the introduction of our video. Yes.
We are actually going to be talking about shorts.
Pixar shorts. Not your cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Not your short shorts.
Aren't those making a comeback? Cargo shorts?
I still wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I love cargo shorts, but
I think you get to a certain point in your life to where you don't really change your outfit.
Yeah.
Not you don't drift off too much. Yeah. From where you were in high school.
Yeah. Exactly.
So true. Okay, so our shorts. We're going to do our top five, of course, talk about them, and then we're going to do the two through four, or five through two, just shortly talk about those, and then our number one, talk more about that one.
All right, what order should we go in?
I don't know. Who wants to go first? Does anyone want to go first?
I can go first. I just want to say that this was extremely tough because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
And I feel that they're all very good.
Yes.
There's a few that are weird. Like
the early ones.
Yeah, like the tin toy.
Tin toy.
Yeah.
The baby in that was freaky.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
You remember the dancing baby from Ally McBeal?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would come on like
yeah. Very similar but much more crude.
Oh my
looking.
Gosh.
Oh
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You remember how
it's not
fake
cute.
That looked.
Yeah.
In Ally McBeal. Yeah.
I feel for the toy. I'd be terrified as well. Poor thing was running away from a monster.
Yeah.
But really, my top 10?
Yeah. Well, do you want to do honorable mentions? Like 10 through 5 is honorable mentions. Jake, do you have any?
I've got some honorable mentions.
Do you want to do an honorable mention?
Yeah, let's do honorable. So I'll go,
you
know, 10 through 6 real quick. Jerry's Game is my number 10. That was a Bug's Life short, and it won Best Short Film that year. So that's kind of why it made my top 10. Very clever.
Yes.
Day and Night, Toy Story 3, and then Boundin'. I love the music in that.
Mm-hmm.
La Luna. I like that one because...
La Luna. Is that the moon one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like that one.
From Brave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that one because it has it's a grandpa, a father, and a son.
Yeah.
And I've got four boys, and so I thought it was a great one. Mm-hmm. And Lava. I thought Lava was just very heartwarming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the song in it is unreal.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah.
So that's my honorable mentions.
Jake?
My honorable mentions is For the Birds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Luxo Jr., because, he's pretty much the symbol of the company. I had to buy him. La Luna. I enjoyed that. And Boundin'. Once again, the song was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sanjay's Super Team.
That one's good.
Yeah.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, that's one I don't recall very well.
Like, you said Day and Night, and I remember seeing that, but I don't remember anything about it.
Well, it's funny about the Day and Night one is that a lot of lists that I looked at, other people's lists and stuff, that's like top three on a lot of people's lists.
But, Day and Night?
And it, yeah, and I get it. It's a great little short. It's fun and funny, but it didn't strike a chord with me.
Doesn't it has the combination of like almost 2D but also 3D?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that one that threw me off when I was watching it. It was like, wait, is it 2D or is it 3D? Like,
well, that's,
it was,
that's one of
it was interesting.
Right. That's what they tried to get through to is that they can do that kind of thing where they put both of those in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But the Day and Night, I don't know. It's just it's fun, but it's not one of my top.
Yeah. Like Sanjay Super Team, it's mm-hmm. superhero, so I had to put it on
that
the list.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah. Do you have any honorable mentions, Dave?
Just same as it, like La Luna for the Birds, Super Team, Day and Night. Luxo Jr., yeah, I could see that one. That one was really good. I just, like, I don't remember, I don't recall that one, and then, the One Man Band, that was Pixar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. they did the competition. I like that one.
That was pretty fun.
That one was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Those would probably be my honorable mentions for it more. Okay. Now, do you want to start with your five?
Yeah. And all five of these made me crack up out loud. Laugh out loud, funny.
Oh, yeah?
Jack-Jack Attack was my number five.
And that was on Incredibles 1.
Part of the DVD.
Part of the DVD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was an extra.
That was, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And considered a Pixar short.
It is.
So I left it on, or I put it on the list. And it begins with Kari being interviewed.
Yes.
And it is, she makes, you know, she makes it really funny. It's really dark in here. Yeah. Oh, gosh, you know, it's really bright.
But by the end of it, she's just got the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Catches on fire.
Yeah. Yep. And what kills me is her doing the stimulation, the educational stimulation. And she shows the flashcard that it's a campfire. And then Jack-Jack lights up on fire, and the music comes on, and he's just, oh, when that first came on, I was watching it home with my kids, and I laughed out loud. And, and then when Syndrome shows up to the door, and he's like, she's like, what does the S stand for? He's like, sitter. And he's like, you know, I wanted to go with babysitter, but then I'd be walking around with a BS on my costume, and that would just be a lot more trouble than it's worth. So I thought that was funny. And then just the whole Incredibles thing again. That's my jam. So number four for the Birds was my number four.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun. It came out with Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
And I think three of us love Monsters, Inc. Good movie. Mm-hmm. But
I enjoy it.
I enjoy it?
I enjoy it.
But you're Monsters University.
University. Yeah.
I like both of them.
Yeah.
I like both of them. Okay. Don't get me wrong. I like both of them. But I was a bigger fan of University.
when they first started out, you know, all the little birds are squeaking. And they... the big bird comes in, and he's got like a weird, so he's a little different, a little quirky, doesn't match with the other birds, and so they obviously don't like him, and he comes and flies in between them, and brings down the wire, and so they all get uncomfortably linked to him, and I love how they get mad at him, and they start chirping, and then he's all, so funny. And then he falls over, and they peck his feet, and then they're all chanting. And then he starts chanting with them.
Yeah.
And then they realize what's going to happen, and
And they go shoot into the air.
And then poof, the feathers, and he's down on the ground. He didn't fall far because he was already close to the ground. And they all shoot up in the air, and their feathers come down. And as he's blowing the feathers, one of them falls, and he laughs. And it's just, it's comedic genius.
What I liked about that one is, like, they were pecking, and then they at the end, they finally realized, oh, wait,
yeah,
we shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, they're all chanting, and one looks at it, and he's like, uh-oh. And then he's like, wait, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
So funny.
So that was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Number three is Lifted.
Oh, okay, the alien one.
Yes. And it came out with Ratatouille. Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about
and that one. And the first, when I first saw that, man, it's takes you back to Driver's Ed. Mm-hmm. And how nervous you are with Driver's Ed. And you get how that that little alien was feeling.
Yeah.
And then you look at this switchboard and the hundreds and hundreds of switches on there.
Yes.
No labels.
No labels. They all look exactly the same.
Yeah. When the instructor has to reach across the entire board and you, oh my gosh.
Well, I love it when he gets frustrated and he's just going across the board with his head, his helmet, and his body, and it's flicking all the switches. And then you look at the little house, and the little light in the house is going bouncing around the house, and it's the human. So you know the human's getting beat up. And then he finally reads the instruction manual and gets it right, but the guy's trying to fit through the window with his crack coming out. And then he finally gets through that, and he gets stuck in the tree. And then he gets up into the ship, and the little student alien's pretty excited about it, and he's like, see what I did? And then let go of the switch, and that's when that alien comes in, and the instructor. And then at the end, when the little guy's all bummed out.
Dejected.
Yeah, dejected, and he's sad, and he's about to fly away.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher or the instructor decides to let him drive. It's just kind of this big set, this big build up of these lights and stuff, and all of a sudden it crashes right on the house. Right around the bed. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Oh. That one was hilarious.
Yeah.
So that was my number three. Number two, Partly Cloudy.
Mm.
I watched this one probably 8 times prepping for this list, and I laughed at a different thing every single time.
Like, I remember seeing it, but I don't remember a lot about it.
Yeah.
Because I've only seen it once. A lot of these I've only seen once.
Okay. This one came with Up. It was the short before Up, and so it's a great way to look at how the babies are made for the storks to deliver.
Yeah.
And you got all these really fun, nice clouds.
Babies, little puppies.
Cute little things. Cute
little babies, kitty, puppies. Kittens, all of that.
And then and then you got this dark cloud. And what does he make?
All of the other
things. He makes alligators and sharks and
porcupines.
Oh, my gosh. So.
And this stork is like stressed out.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, when they first get there, they're pretty excited to see each other.
Yeah.
But then he sees the gator, and he's not
an
too
electrical eel.
He well, he's not too upset about the gator until he gets the gator bites his head, and he's screaming inside the alligator. And when that happened, oh my gosh, I started just laughing out loud. And then, so he goes and delivers that baby. Comes back and he's nervous now. Yeah. At this point, now he's nervous, and he sees that. He's building another, or he's making another baby.
Yeah.
It's a ram. And as soon as he shocks to bring it to life, boom, right in the gut.
And he was looking forward to that ram, like, it'll be good.
And yeah, it won't be too bad. And the noise he makes when he loses his breath, it is hilarious. And then he takes that one, he comes back, and he sees that he's making one that looks pretty fluffy and soft. Yeah. So he goes to put his hands to grab it, and as soon as it comes to life, it's a porcupine.
Okay.
And the porcupines are right in his wings, And oh, it's and so funny.
When the bird comes back, he has the porcupine things. He takes it off, and then like the feathers are on there. He's like, oh, and the clown's like all stressed about it.
And at that point, I think that's when the dark cloud brings around a what looks like a shark, and so then the stork is like, he flies away, and so then that makes the cloud pretty upset.
Yeah, and like disappointed. It's like no one's coming to help him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the stork goes to another cloud. And so he thinks, oh, he's leaving me for this other cloud, the, you know, nicer babies and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's really doing is he's getting
a helmet
and shoulder pads so that he can continue to help this cloud.
Yeah.
And what I really love about this one is that no matter what you're doing, you always need a friend, a good friend to be by your side.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
someone to encourage you.
And someone to encourage you, someone to be there for you, no matter what. And that's the thing with these shorts is that they're not just funny.
Yeah.
They have wonderful messages behind them too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to get back to it is that he gets the helmet and the shoulder blades and the next baby's an electric eel and it just shocks him. So that one, like I said, that I laughed out loud probably about, I don't know, a dozen times at least. So that's my number two.
Okay.
All right.
Jacob.
So just to warn you guys, there are six movies I'm going to list because I had ties.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's cool.
Number five is Jack Attack.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well done.
Yes. That's, well, The Incredibles,
Yeah.
I lost it during that.
Okay, you guys both have this at number five. What superpower did stick out the most with Jack? Which one did you like the most? I know he's like he has all the superpowers or supposes all the superpowers.
So the one that stands out to me from it is when he would disappear and he would float through stuff and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that scene floating covenants. Through the hallway.
Yeah,
and she's trying to catch him, and then she catches him in the dryer.
Yeah,
and pulls him out of it.
It's funny. Yes, and my nephew was named Jack, and he was a little boy at that time.
Yeah,
and so a lot of these I based on who I watched it with.
Okay,
so just hearing him laugh. Was awesome.
That's awesome.
Number four is a tie between Presto.
And that's the magician and the rabbit.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one. I like that one.
Just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
I was on a date with my future wife when I saw that one.
Nice.
Did you laugh out loud with that one?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What was like the best part about that one for you?
Just what the rabbit did to the magician.
Okay.
All he wanted was a carrot.
Yeah. What's funny is that the magician walks in the room at the first and he's just eaten. Yeah. And all the rabbit wants is a carrot.
Yeah, that's all the rabbit wants.
Okay.
And also number four is Partysaurus Rex.
That's
a Toy Story. Toy Story, sure.
Yeah.
It's shorter than like Tale of Terror and the the Christmas one, Land Before Time or whatever. And it's all about how Rex is a a party pooper and he gets taken into the bathtub by I forget the little girl's name.
Bo Peep? No, oh, the sister.
No, it's this is after Toy Story 3.
Oh, Bonnie? The girl. Oh.
Bonnie. Yeah, so she takes him into the bath, and he's like the Godzilla coming out.
Yeah.
And all the bath toys are like, we can't turn the water on. we have no fun. And he starts to get worried, and then he hears, Potato Head? It was like, you're a party pooper?
I think so.
Yeah. And he's
I've
like,
only seen that one once.
They call me Partysaurus Rex. And he turns the water on and it's just this party and he the toys at the bottom aren't getting all the fun, so we trap some lights and it makes like a disco thing, and all the toys, all they want is to overflow the tub.
Oh,
that's all they want. And so that happens, and then the next scene it shows, you know, the mom's like, "I'm sure we left the water off." He's looking out the window, and the sprinklers and the toys outside are like, "Hey, can you help us out?" Yeah. And he throws back on the octopus wig, so it looks like he's got dreadlocks and all that.
That's pretty good.
All right. Number three is also a tie between Lava and Lifted.
Okay, yeah. We talked about Lifted. Mm-hmm. What about Lava, though? We talked a little bit about that one, right?
So...
What stuck out to you on that one?
Once again, I was with my wife when I saw it, and I also know the guy who they based it on. He's like a national hero in Hawaii.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They based that on a movie.
It's a big long Polynesian name.
Israele Okobrobono. That guy, yeah. The one that did
a lot of songs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He did a lot of song, and
his famous one was Over the Rainbow. Uh-huh. And Imagine, right?
Yeah.
That was the combo. What that was his favorite.
Wonderful
World and Over the Rainbow. Yeah. Not Imagine.
Yeah. But yeah.
Come on.
And so that's who the guy, Volcano, is.
Oh, and that makes more sense now.
So he's like a national hero for the nation of Hawaii.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because he wanted to secede from the U.S. and
yeah.
And all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just the love song between the two volcanoes, and then at the end they're together, finally. Yeah. Well, like, she finally shows up, and he's down underwater, and he's like looking up at her, like, "What am I gonna do?"
His belief started waning.
Yeah, yeah, and that to me, I had it six, but I feel that I put it six. Like, it's too low for my.
You think so?
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It is so good. It's just like I resonate around comedy a little more. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's why I put it around six. But like, it tugs at the heartstrings.
Yeah,
and it does. The music is fantastic. And just if you really listen to the words of the song, it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I fully agree with you there.
All right, number two is Jerry's Game. Bugs Life, watching our VHS of Bugs Life, and just laughing with my dad watching that, because we play chess sometimes, not a lot, but just the back and forth with the same character. And I also enjoyed that Jerry showed up in Toy Story 2.
Yeah,
so
pretty cool little.
Yeah, as the cleaning guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He restores Woody.
Yeah, yeah. He's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But awesome. Just the back and forth. I mean, I laughed at the Lord of the Rings with Gollum because they did Jerry's Game.
What do you mean?
Gollum and Smeagol are having a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I know. Yeah, where he's arguing about.
Yeah,
when it's them, he's always doing that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I like that one. The way they typically you would start out something like that to where it would look like it's two different guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they started out.
Where you knew it was one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great how they did that, and then it just. It's funny.
Yes, it is.
And you lost yourself while you were watching it. Mm-hmm. Like, it did start off, you knew it was one guy, but then it started feeling like, as it was going, like, wait. No, it's not one guy. Wait.
The villain himself with glasses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just the sneer on his face.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a good number, too.
All right. Those are my... 5 through 2. I know. I've got six movies there.
It works.
It's still good. So my number five is Lou. I don't know if you guys watched that one with the playground.
Mm-hmm.
It was a playground.
That's what it was. Yep. I was going.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I did all my research today.
That's all right. No, like that one, I liked it because you had a bully, and then you had another bully bullying the bully. Mm-hmm. But then the bully learned. He's like, okay, I got to give things back. And they work together. And I thought that was really cool with that sort of thing. And they have that the fight of, oh, this is the backpack, and it's going back and forth at first. I really liked that. Like, that was really fun.
And I thought it was great that he was willing to sacrifice himself so that other, you know, they could get their stuff back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought I liked that. And then Bounding. That was my number four. That one, the music got me more than anything because it's like it was his luck, right? It was his luck. It was his luck. He was always like, I love this fur and all this stuff. I love this.
It was his
wool.
Pride.
Well, and everybody loved it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he gets shaved. He gets humbled. And then people were laughing at him. Then that jackrabbit comes by and he's like, hey,
Jackalope.
Yeah, sorry. Jackalope. And it was just that. Lift up yourself. Come on, you could do it. Who cares what these people think? Just keep going. And then when the guy came and he had to be shaved, it didn't bother him later. I thought that was really cool. I think that was that's always a good message personally for me than and other people.
Yes.
So
That one did have a great message.
It's got a lot of different levels to it. Mm-hmm. As you know, good song, funny, and then a great message to it.
Yeah.
And the way he looks when he's shaved.
He's so ugly, but it's so.
And the little gophers are laughing at him.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And then my number three is Lava. I think we covered that one.
I really love you.
Like, I was dating somebody at the time, and it was just like that type of form, and it was good. Like, it was enjoyable, but it was just more of like being the lone single person in this group. It's like, it kind of hits you more. For me, it hits me more because it's like, you know, you can lose that hope. You know, you can lose like all that stuff. So,
and I bet you at times that can feel like you're underwater.
Yeah. A lot. Sometimes. Yeah.
Looking up.
Uh-huh. Looking at other people. Yeah. And then, Jerry's Game. Jerry's Game was number two for me. I really, I think we talked about it, and just him, like, I liked the bad guy because he was a little bit smug. Like, we talked about the smugness of him and like, hey, I'm better than you. And then, like, it was kind of funny where the good guy faked the heart attack. Like, he just switched the board and he still had that smug face. And it was just like, okay. And then the prize was funny. It was like, they get it, and it's his teeth. It's like, oh, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, definitely.
What a great prize. Yeah. A trophy.
Okay, so Ryan, you're number one.
Yeah, so what's so great about all these is that a lot of them they don't use words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of, the songs do, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But the characters don't.
But
like,
a
they
lot
don't.
Of them, it's a lot of facial expressions and slapstick humor.
Yeah.
And that's why I chose Presto.
Excellent choice.
That's a great one.
Hey, watch that today. And I probably laughed the whole time out loud, teared up, easily teared up.
Yes.
I mean, when it, and do you guys know what the rabbit's name is?
Uh-uh.
Alec Azam. That's the rabbit's name. Alec Azam. It says it on the poster at the end. At first, I saw it when he's in a cage at first.
Yeah.
And it says, I thought it said Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's kind of a dumb name.
Yeah.
So then at the end, it has on the poster, it says Alec, because they are Alec Azam. Alec Azam. And so I thought that made me laugh. Chuckle.
Yeah.
But it starts off with them, he wants the carrot.
Yeah.
And then he almost gets it. But then he has to rush out. The magician has to rush out on stage. And the first thing that made me just, I mean, lose it laughing was his, he puts the magic hat up to the vent and his head gets stuck in it. You can hear him yelling. And then he pulls his head out and his hair's all messed up now. Then he, what did he do? Did he first do the
was it the ladder?
No, the ladder was the mousetrap.
Oh, the mousetrap, yeah.
That was the very first thing. Yes. Okay. And they cheered him for that. So the audience doesn't know what's going on off stage. So, yeah. But then I think he's running after him, and he goes to pull him out of the hat, and he pokes his eyes because the rabbit turned the hat up, and his hand comes through and pokes him right in the eyes. And that killed me. And then he goes to do it again, and he pulls his pants off. Yeah. And then that's when he notices. Oh, that's when the rabbit does the ladder, and it hits him. Hits him right in the groin. And then he slowly comes down, and he slowly gets off the ladder, and he notices. Okay, I'm gonna get him. So then he points his hat at the rabbit, and the ladder. Coming through, and the rabbit dodges it, and it hits a door, and then it shoots the magician down the stage. And while he's going, he's hitting every rung with his face.
Yes.
And I probably watched this like close to 20 times because I had to go frame to frame to see what everything.
Oh, man.
So it's
very reminiscent of the chef versus Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
yeah. Yep. A lot of Looney Tunes stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. yeah. But I love it when he goes to smash the magician. I'll show him. I'll smash his carrot. The rabbit's like, then that makes the rabbit even madder. So then he goes to get him and he turns the hat. The magician puts his hand in again, turns the hat into the sockets. And as he's getting electrocuted, his feet are kind of doing a little dance. So then the orchestra starts to play a little jig. He's just dancing. Holy cow. And then the audience cheers after all this stuff. And then he's hanging from the top of the stage and because they were fighting in the backstage.
Yes.
Yeah. Or he was chasing him, or fighting, but he was chasing him. And he gets hung up. Yeah. And so this kind of is like the big finale of the show.
Yeah.
To what the audience thinks it is. And so then he starts to fall, and the rabbit's like, now I'm going to have to save him. You know, hand to forehead kind of thing. And he tosses it just in time for him to come through the hat, go through the other hat, and land perfectly to where it looks like he did something spectacular. And the audience pauses for a second and then just goes crazy for it. And
yes.
just the whole flow of it and the everything that's pretty much that's all you have to do to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Is that short.
But that one was really good. I remember watching it and it's like, holy crap. That's
well,
so
and he
funny.
Got the carrot at the end. So
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Oh, but that's like my one. Like I said, there's few things that make me laugh out loud that long. Yeah. And that did it for us, like a 5-minute laugh.
I understand.
Number one.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, Jacob.
My number one is One Man Band.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the reason for that is I was with my girlfriend, who later turned into my fiance and later into my wife.
Yeah.
And hearing her laugh. At this.
Oh, she did?
Oh, so much.
like straight, like...
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And how they keep competing for that one little coin.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yep.
And they keep busting out. I mean, it's like...
Different sort of things.
I don't even know what it's like, but...
Like, when they were... One did the trumpets,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they busted out the small ones.
Yeah.
And then the next one did little violins, yeah. busted out the same thing, but little
yeah.
violins.
Yeah.
yeah,
just more and more elaborate.
Yeah.
yeah.
Trying to impress the...
And then at the end, the coin gets lost, and so the little girl busts out a violin and plays something amazing. Well, she gets a coin and goes and tosses it into the...
She demanded a violin because they did lose that one. Like, you know, if you remember, she demanded a violin or demanded something, and she pulled it off, and she had to tune it and
play
it. And so she got a coin, right? And then she put it in, and then she got a bag of coins, right?
Yeah.
I want to say that.
Yeah, I think she ended up making a bit of money because she was really good.
It's been so long since I've seen that. But.
No, she didn't just get one coin. She got like a bag full of coins.
Yeah. And then she got it, and then she flicked it into the thing for him or something like that, or like two or something like that.
That was a good one.
The two magicians.
Musicians.
Yes, that's the word.
Musicians, yeah. Musicians.
We're just like, what? No. So, yes, just being with her, hearing her laugh, just... It made my day.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. Definitely a good choice.
And a good reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did put this one down, but we did talk about it partly cloudy. So I'm going to change mine to a Monsters University one. It's Blue Umbrella. I get it that no one maybe enjoy that as much as I did, but I do enjoy that one.
I don't think I've even seen it.
Okay, so all of this, mostly is just music. And to me, when I listen to it, I hear Sarah McLachlan. That's all I'm hearing. Or Sarah Brightman or somebody like that who's a little emotional.
Somebody named Sarah.
Yeah, someone named Sarah who
sings about lost puppies. In the eyes of the angel.
Yes. That's what it reminds me of. And all it is this balloon, this umbrella, blue umbrella, sees this red umbrella. And, like, you have the little flirty back and forth. And then Pixar, because it's so real, because I think lately their things have become much more real. Like, Good Dinosaur was a good, like, with scenery, it became a lot more real than what it was before. And so that's where it came from. They used, like, stoplights or a crosswalk where you had a lip between you had two spaces and then you had eyes on the side. So it's just inanimate objects make into faces.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were starting to root for this.
It's clever.
Blue umbrella to find this red umbrella. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it flies away. Wind comes and takes it away. It gets beat up quite a bit. And then the owner finds it, and then he sees the red umbrella, and then the music starts, and then it's like, oh, it's a kind of a love story, but I don't really like it.
So what you're saying is you need to find your red umbrella?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
I watched it for the first time today.
Yeah.
It was my first time, and the thing that I got from it is that it starts out with a blue umbrella, is like there's a bunch of blue umbrellas.
Or black umbrellas. I thought it was black umbrellas.
Well, you might be right.
Yeah.
But anyways, he looks a lot like the others. Yeah,
he does.
Where the red one stands out, and she chooses him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
She could go, maybe you're right with the blue versus the black. All the other ones are black. Mm. And so she chooses this one.
Yeah.
And the artistic value of it is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How they're getting closer, but then all of a sudden they start to go away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And eventually they, like you said, they're all rooting for him.
Yeah.
All the other objects.
Inanimate.
And that gutter was pretty clever. I had to look at that twice to think, what is that? Like, where's the face in that? But it was pretty clever once my mind got used to it. But anyways, and then them meeting up again and the music in it.
And like that type of melancholy, slow type of music is that gets me. Mm-hmm. It always gets me. Like, I have a playlist of that stuff.
I get it.
And so that is that's one of the reasons why. But I had Partly Cloudy as number one because I think Partly Cloudy is the best one. But we talked yeah. about it extensively. So it's like, well, let's not talk about that yeah. one. Let's talk about something that's else. Cool. You know, that's why I wanted to talk about that one. And I like it.
That's all right. So you have a 1A and a 1B.
Yeah.
I would probably put that at 6 and Parley Crowley is 1.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But like, I thought about Paper Man too, but that's not Pixar. That's not Pixar. That's Disney.
Yeah.
That's Disney. So it's like,
yeah. I love Paper Man.
Yeah, Paper Man is a great one. But yeah, that's what I like. So we hope that you enjoyed this Pixar short discussion. We enjoyed it. I thought we enjoyed it. I thought
we
it was fun.
Like short shorts.
I wanted to say with your party pooper one, where Rex was a party pooper, like that saying where it's like every party has a pooper and that pooper is you or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Every party has a pooper and that's why we invited you.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking while you were talking about that.
I would
one.
Say in any given situation, if you get to the right party, you can be the party source, Rex. Yes, yes. All I needed to do was turn on the water.
Thank you for joining. Please subscribe.
Comment. Tell us how we can do better.
Yes, please, please. We're enjoying it. We're having fun. So thank you so much. And have a remember, help build, don't destroy, and make good choices.